A Louisville woman is headed to prison after pleading guilty to killing a man. 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry entered her plea Monday in Stark County Common Pleas Court. Judge Taryn Heath sentenced her to 15 years to life for murder, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. 54-year-old Jerry Morris of Canton was found dead in Akron in August 2025. Police say he was beaten to death in Canton. Lowry's mother, 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry of Canton, pleaded not guilty to charges and is undergoing treatment at Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon. A man has been arraigned in connection with the deaths of two women in Canton. 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Canton appeared in municipal court Thursday and was given a $2 million bond. He faces charges of aggravated arson, evidence tampering, and obstructing justice. Police say Katina Spells of Canton and Courtney Yeager of Massillon were found Sunday in a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Both had been shot. Lamar allegedly set the blaze to destroy evidence. 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton faces the same charges and remains at large. 46-year-old Daryl Washington of Canton is charged with aggravated murder. He was arrested Wednesday in New Philadelphia. An Amish woman was injured when a pickup sideswiped her horse-drawn buggy on Route 62 in Sugar Creek Township. The Highway Patrol says the pickup driver crossed the double center line to pass the buggy just after 4 Thursday afternoon, then swerved back and hit it. The buggy was destroyed, but the horse was not hurt. The woman was taken to Mercy Hospital. The driver was cited for improper passing. Nimishillen Township trustees heard residents' concerns Thursday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
Data center rumors filled trustees' meeting room with questions of what trustees and citizens can do to get information to confirm or rebut those rumors. The northwest corner of U.S. Route 62 and Broadway Avenue Northeast, and multiple purchases by Massillon Energy and Technology holders, is rumored to be the future site of a data center. Township legal advisor Jim Matthews indicated that trustees and residents have no legal standing in the matter and suggest that the 30-member group in attendance address the Stark County Commissioners and the Regional Planning Committee meetings with their concerns.
Washington Township trustees have appointed a new zoning inspector. C.J. Stance was unanimously approved for the position during the board's August 3rd meeting and was sworn in. Trustees are also considering a change to the employee handbook that would require the zoning inspector to attend the meeting each month. The Township Fire Department reported 46 calls in July, bringing its year-to-date total to 349. A $14 million facility designed to provide 24-hour care for mental health and addiction crises is now open in Canton. The Stark County Behavioral Health Urgent Care replaces the former Stark Crisis Center and houses the local 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline Center. The 13th Street Northwest facility also provides an alternative to hospital ERs or jail for people experiencing a crisis. It's a partnership between Stark County Mental Health and Addiction Recovery and Coleman Health Services. A Streetsboro man is due in Portage County Common Pleas Court today for arraignment on 4 felony sexual offenses. 21-year-old Austin Putt was indicted by a grand jury Monday on 2 counts of rape and 2 counts of gross sexual imposition. The alleged offenses involving a child under 13 and happened between January 2019 and January 2022. A man at the center of a multinational fraud scheme has been sentenced to more than 9 years in federal prison. 25-year-old Shreyas Chaudhary of India was sentenced to 109 months in order to pay more than $5.1 million in restitution. Prosecutors say Chaudhary and 2 co-conspirators used fake computer security alerts and encrypted messaging to steal money from victims in several states, including $72,000 from a Salem man. The FBI began investigating in November 2023 after the man's bank reported suspicious withdrawals. Investigators eventually traced Chaudhary to India. The others also pleaded guilty and were sentenced to probation and prison terms. A Youngstown woman is facing Medicaid fraud charges in Franklin County Common Pleas Court. The Ohio Attorney General's Office says 58-year-old Yvette Johnson Woodall is accused of defrauding Medicaid of more than $83,000 between April 2021 and February of this year. Investigators say Johnson Woodall billed Medicaid for services provided to 4 clients, though no services were actually provided. She is one of 6 people charged in Medicaid fraud cases brought by the AG's office. A man is recovering after being shot twice in Youngstown Wednesday night. Police responded to the area of Mahoning and Bell Vista Avenues, where officers marked at least 19 pieces of evidence. A police report says the victim was found walking on Oakwood Avenue and taken to a local hospital. Police have not released his condition or identified a suspect. The Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash on I-80 in Trumbull County. Troopers say 65-year-old Randall Kriebel of Hubbard was outside his car in the eastbound lanes in Hubbard Township when he was hit by a semi shortly before 8:30 Thursday night. Kriebel was pronounced dead at the scene. The truck's driver, a 52-year-old Minnesota man, was not injured. An endangered child alert has been canceled after a missing teen in Trumbull County was found. Vienna Township Police said 17-year-old Landon Zagorski, who was last seen leaving his home on Ridge Road Sunday, was found Thursday morning. Authorities tell WKBN-TV the autistic teen had been staying in a barn on a property near family. Smoke was seen coming from the barn Thursday morning, leading police to find him in a nearby RV. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.